Okay, let's get started. Second daf of Perek Bakolma Arvin. We are on the bottom of Chaf Zayin Beis. So we just had a discussion of Machlokas in the Tanoim of, if you have, by Maisa Sheni, remember what the Gemara was talking about, and the Mishnah was talking about. What are you allowed to use for your Erev, what type of foods, or non-foods, and what are you allowed to buy with your Maisa Sheni money after you go up to Yerushalayim? And you're putting your Maisa Sheni money, so the Kedusha will be Chal on whatever you buy, and then the money will go L'chulin. So in the Torah, it has a general statement, then detailed examples, then a general statement. The question is, how do you view that group of Psukim? Because it says, buy anything you want. And then it says, cattle, sheep, wine, and beer. And then it says, again, buy anything you want. So how do you view that? So that was the machlokas, whether you darshan it using the principles of klalu pradu klal, which has a set of rules, or do you use riba umiyet v'riba, inclusion, exclusion, inclusion, and that has a different set of rules. So that's the machlokas that we had yesterday, and that we said has a result of whether you include the fish or not. That was what we had ended off yesterday. And then, so let's start. The Gemara now brings a second version of the last statement of darshaning it as klalu pradu klal. So the Gemara had said, it's the last thing that we did yesterday. Let's go back two lines, so start in the middle. Vahani tanoi darshi klalu yuprati, about six lines up. And these tanoim darshan using klalu prat. The tanya v'nasata kez v'chol shetavah nafshecha klal v'boker v'atzor v'ayir v'sheicha prat v'chol shetashocha nafshecha chazav klal. It's a general and then specific then general. And what's the rule by klalu prat of klal? We say it in Rabbi Yishmael. Iyatodan elkeina prat. Klalu prat of klal means that you're supposed to darshan anything that's similar to the prat. Maha prat b'furish pribi gedula karka. Just like the prat, the examples are animals, bakar, sown, wine, and beer, shechar, pre, that's something that comes from another item, vigidule karka, and it comes from ultimately something that grows from the ground, afkol pre, vigidule karka. Also, everything is included that is, had these two points, pre, and grows from the ground. Fine. And then we spoke about yesterday the definition of gedula karka, which we're going to get into a little bit right now, and that is remembering the Rambam from Perek Ches and Hilchos Shabbos, who seems to define animals as being included in gedula karka because they live off the ground, and that's how the malacha of cholev and even people are considered gedula karka in a sense. But now the Gemara just says the Tani Iduf. There's another version of this brisa. Ma prat mefurish vlad vlados haaretz. Just like these examples that the Torah gives come ultimately from the ground, av kol vlad vlados haaretz. So to anything that comes from the ground. So again, it doesn't say gidule karka, but it's vlad vlados haaretz. What do you mean it comes from the ground? If you look in last week's parsha, I have a chumash. I'm sorry, I didn't get a chumash. If you look in last week's parsha, we usually don't focus on the psukim. In the Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Dalet, it says when the animals are created, it says Totsei Haaretz. Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Dalet. This is going to be important for later. So let's look at it now. Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Vayomer Elokim Totsei Haaretz Nefesh Chayelamina. The ground should come out with animals. Behemah Vermes Chayz Aretz. So we realize that man came from the ground and the neshama from Hashem. We don't usually think about the animals coming from the ground, but it's a mefurish pasuk that the animals came from the ground. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, there's been a Hananel in Avodah Zarah that says they were already mature. Somehow they came from the ground already matured. It wasn't like they had to grow up. Like Adam Rishon wasn't created as a baby and then he matured. The animals were created from the ground. So that's what the Gemara here is referring to. That anything that comes from the ground, Vlad Vlados Haaretz, so do I call Vlad Vlados Haaretz. My Bidaya, what's the difference between these last two formulations, whether it's pre Vigudule Karka or Vlad Vlados Haaretz? Amar Abaya, so the first possibility in the Gemara is, Dagimi Gibidayu, maybe the distinction is fish. Lamad Amar pre Vigudule Karka, Hani Dagim Gidule Karka Nidu, according to Abaya. If you say the requirements for Maisa Shady is something that comes from something else, pre Vigudule Karka, that fish fit it, because gedula karka, maybe Abaya holds that they also live up, I don't know, about to figure out how he's defining gedula karka, a very expansive opinion, right? Even fish are included, which is exactly what the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Ayin Hayim and Aleph excluded, according to that, if you remember, fish, if you squeeze fish on Shabbos to get out the tcheles, so the Gemara, the Chachamim there say that no chiyuv, because in disha elim gedula karka, so Zavka, that Gemara says fish are not included. which the maskana of the Gemara here is going to be as well. But at least Abaye here is assuming at this stage, Dagam argued the karka. And if you say, again, Lamanda or previ do the karka, how did Dagam do the karka? Lamanda move Vlad Vulns Haaretz, but if you say it comes from the land, Dagi Mimaya Ivru. Dog and fish do not come from the land. Because if you look at day five of creation, where the fish and the birds were created, what does the Torah say? So the fish came from the water. Did it come from the land? The animals came from the land, but the fish came from the water. So that would not be included in the definition of Vladvel and Sa'arts. But the Gemara says, Abaye holds fish or karka. Well, Abaye, that's not true. Acha putisa, if you eat a putisa, is a tiny little insect in the water. Rashi says, sheretz hamayim katan. Right, a little insect in the water. Then loka arba, you would get four sets of malchus if you would eat this putisa. And the Rishon, I'm not going to go into it, all the Rishonim here explain what are the four malchus. But it says four times in the Torah, lo tashaksu, al tashaksu az nafsho seichem, v'lo zetamu bahem, and ena, and don't eat, mikol b'sarim lo sochelu, goes through all the psukim. There are psukim where it says lo or al, or a lashon of a lo saseh, four times by the putisa. Nemala, if you would eat a type of ant, lo kechamesh, you would get five sets of malchus. And again, Rashi here quotes the psukim. Tzira, if you need a type of beetle or hornet, lokeshesh, you're going to get six types of malchus. That's the statement of Abaye. And v'im isa, says the Gemara, im isa, and if it's true that Abaye holds that fish are gedulei karka, so then putisa nami loki mishim shasheretz hasheretz al haaretz. So then the putisa, which is a water animal, so then you should get another malchus, besides the ones that are listed in the Rishonim. Sheretz Hashoretz Al Aretz, if you consider fish gedulei karka. And you know that's not true. You're only loke at four. So El Amar Avina. So you're right, we rejected the difference between the last two formulations on the bottom of the previous Amud. Can't be fish. That's not the difference between the two opinions. El Aravina, Okos Ikebinaya, the difference of the birds. Lamanda Amar Primi gedulei karka, according to the first definition of what you're allowed to buy from Isa Shani, that it has to be Primi. It has to be no lot from something else. And it has to grow from the ground. Haninami gedulei karka ninu. So birds also live off the ground, that's gedulei karka, and primi, they come from something else, meaning they come from eggs laid by their mothers. Lamanta Amar Vlad Valdos Haaretz, but according to the second way of understanding, that it comes, anything that comes from the earth, Hani Ofos Min Harakak Nivru. Rashi quotes this in last week's parasha. The birds came from the mud, from the combination of water and land. Why? Again, if you look in the Psukim, it's all based on the Psukim. It's the Gemara in Chulin says this. If you look on day five of creation, Pasachaf, it says that the birds and the fish came from the water. If you look at Pasachaf Dalet, it says the animals came from the ground. But if you look later on in Perek Beis, when it repeats certain aspects of Maisa Bereishis, in Pasach Yutes, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim min Ha'adama, Kol Chayas Asad Beis Kol Of Hashamayim. So the birds came from the land. So did the birds? Perek Aleph says the birds came from the water. Perek Beis says the birds came from the land. That's what the Gemara in Chulin says. Min harakak nivru. They came from the mud, right? The only animals, the only bria that came from a combination, right? Even man just came from the ground. Animals came from the ground. Fish came from the water. Birds came from both. So I tried to look around a little bit. I didn't get to find anything yet, but I'm sure there's something there. What's so special and unique about birds? They had to come from the water and the land. They had to come from the mud. All the other brias came from one or the other, but ofos were special. You have to look at the mafreshim in Maseches Chulin there, which I didn't get to. But that's interesting that just birds are different. There, just one ha'ara on the that we just said, and then I'll take question first. That Rashi here points out that all of these animals, especially the first one, the putisa. If you eat the putisa, you get four malchus. Rashi says on the top line, sheretz mayim katan she'ein bo kizayis. There's no kizayis when you eat these tiny, it's less than a kizayis, they're tiny little bugs. V'yafilu hachi, but you're still going to be chayav. Why? Rashi quotes an important principle. Kivan debiryahi achilahi v'lokadal malkios. Because it's a whole creature, a birya, so that's why it has different rules and regulations. We find this in a number of halachas in our halachic literature in the different contexts, that birya might be a rule breaker in terms of shi'irim. Here's one example. But machalas asuros, if you have something that's treif, But if it's a whole unit, if it's a whole animal, a tiny little bug, but it's less than a kazayas, it doesn't matter. You're chayiv midaraisa for that. You don't need a kazayas. In your day in Simen Kuf, that's where it talks about birya might not be batel, because it's such a davar chashuv, so then even if it falls into, right, like you have a whole bug that falls into your pot, so sometimes you say, if you have a tiny drop of milk that falls into a huge cauldron of chicken soup, it's batel. But if you have a tiny bug that fell in, you know, it might not be batel, because birya filu be'elafo batel, says the Shulchan Aruch. And another example I'll just give you, this is something that's very halakha l'maisa. Just last night, I finished the daf, and then I was learning a little bit with my daughter, and then I did, so I was, and then she was eating some grapes. I'm like, hey, that relates to the daf. And she's like, what are you talking about? So the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Yud. The halacha is that, when we know that, if we eat something that's not mizonos, usually we say a burin nefashos. But there are exceptions to the rule. If it's one of the Zayin Minim. One of the Zayin Minim, if it's grapes or pomegranates, so then you have to say an al ha'etz afterwards. Even though you're eating grapes, you have to say an al ha'etz, al priyetz, al trumas, al sada, you say the whole nusach. How many grapes do you have to eat? So it says the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to eat, ha'och ha'pachas mikazayas, bein bepas me'em yishar ha'chalim. Right, if you eat less than a kezayis, mevarech tchila, the proper brach, hula akrab, einu mevarech klal. V'yesh mistafkim lomar, says the Shulchan Aruch. She'al davar shehu kebir yaso, if you eat a whole unit, kagon gargir shal einav, if you eat one grape, o shal rimon, or one seed of a pomegranate, she'mevarech en akrab, apel b'shem bo kezayis. There are some opinions that say you have to make a ala eitz, because you ate a birya, you ate a whole unit. So says the Shulchan Aruch, good advice. Never eat just one grape. That's the rule in life. Never eat just one grape. Never, you know, there's always room for jello, there's always room for another grape. Right? So you always have that couple of grapes, you don't get into any sveikas. But it's based on this, because birya might be a rule breaker in terms of shiurim. Yeah. This comes the controversy of the filtered water. But that's a different issue, because that is, it relates to other issues. Because according to the post in the Matir, it's because if you can't see it, it's not there. Right? That it doesn't have the halachic status. So so again, even if it is a birya, but if it's not there, it's not called a birya. We discussed that by Hilchos Shabbos about the filtering. Yeah.
How can
you
get multiple.
The cocoa pods, that's what they're called.
How can you get multiple of theirs?
Oh, so how can you get multiple layers for the same thing? So there is generally a principle called Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that one Isser, once you're violating one Isser, you can't violate another Isser. For example, we mentioned yesterday after davening that Basar B'chalav Midaraisa only applies by kosher meat, doesn't apply by non-kosher meat, because it's already Yasa B'shem Treif. It's not going to be Yasa B'shem Basar B'chalav. But that's only if something came first. If there's an Isser that came first, then, you know, but again, but there is a possible to violate, let's say, somebody is Boel, their sister, who's an Eish Ish. You know, it's two of theirs. You have two creases in Shemayim. You know, that's on the scorecard. Right? So again, it's possible to violate certain items or usher to you for many reasons.
So this is not an example of where the Torah said like a dozen times that don't violate Shabbos?
No, this is not a repeat Isser. If you look at the Psukim, look at the top Rashi, it's four different Psukim that we're basing the Isserim on. You violate, when you eat this, you're violating Losa Tamos Nasha Seichem, you're violating a Losa Shachsos Nasha Seichem, you're violating Ubibsarim Losa Chelu, you're violating all of these different Isserim. All of these different Isserim. Okay, continues the Gemara. Just one more ha'ara. The Meiri points out here that even though we're having different definitions for what is gedulei karka, maybe animals are included, maybe other things are included, but don't think that means that you should make a brei for adama when the next time you eat chicken. You know, it says the Meiri, for hilchas brachas, you go by things that grow from the ground. So you still, chicken and meat, that's not going to change. Right? Gedulei karka, leni hilchas shabbos, leni other things, and maiser sheni, v'regani hilchas brachas, of course you go to go by bori priha dama and bori priha eitz, that's going to be said on those items that directly come from the ground. Continues the Gemara. Man de marbi b'ofus my timing, man de marbi b'ofus my timing. So l'maisa, we explained that according to these last two versions of the Brisa, whether you say the definition for maiser sheni, what you're allowed to buy with maiser sheni, is primi gedulei karka, or vlad v'alos ha'aris v'gedulei karka. So we ended up saying that the nafkamina between them is birds. In other words, when I go, b'ez Hashem, Mashiach's going to come, we're going to all have maiser sheni, we're going to go up to Yerushalayim, could we buy birds? Could we buy chicken? Could we buy duck with our money? Big nafkamina. Let's say somebody doesn't like meat, they want to buy this other stuff, so you're allowed to buy it. Machlokas in the Gemara. So, but what made them explain the Brisa this way? As Gedulei Karka, Primi Pivu Gedulei Karka, or Vlad Vlad's Gedulei Karka. And the Gemara is about to explain as follows. That we know that there are the assumption of the Gemara, at least, is as follows. We know that there, if you look in Rabbi Shmuel, we know there are three different rules. There's something called Klaluprat, there's something called Pratuklal, and there's something called Klaluprat. Klaluprat, When the Torah has a rule and a something specific afterwards, klal uprat, then we say it fast usually, but it says there, ein bechlal el mashav uprat. Whenever you have a klal uprat, it's minimizing. Ein bechlal, that's meant to teach me that though there's a rule in the Torah, the example given is meant to tell us that what's only allowed is like the example. Ein bechlal el mashav uprat. Fine. What about klal uprat, the opposite, prat uklal? Just the opposite. Prat uklal, we say, includes anything that's like the klal. That's the klal uprat and prat uklal separately. So what happens when you have klal uprat uklal? Is that a klal uprat with a klal added on? Or is that a prat uklal with a klal preceding it? What's the emphasis? That's really the machlokas here between these brises. When you have a klal uprat uklal, the assumption is that it's a common, it's beikaron, it's one or the other with an added on something. That's why you would include more or exclude more. Now let's see it inside. Man demarbi ofos, the one who is more inclusive, the one who includes birds in your allowance by Maaser Sheni, says as follows. Ksavar klala basra dafka. Really, the basra, the second klal, is the ikar. In other words, the ikaron, this is a prat uklal, and therefore should be very inclusive. Prat uklal nasa klal mosif ala prat, the klal adds on to the prat, the israbaluhu kalmili, and really everything is included. But what about you have the previous, the preceding klal? So that minimizes a little bit. Va'ahani klal akama, so that minimizes a little bit. Lim'ute kol delo dami le'bishnei tzadin. Anything that's not like the klal in two ways, in our case, so it minimizes a little bit, but really it's an inclusion. What are the two ways? Rashi explains it has to be pre-mi-pri v'gedula karka. So it's minimized, but anything that has those two aspects, it's included. Boom, period. You don't need anything higher, no higher standard than those two aspects. That's why you darshan primi pivu de la karka, and you could include birds. Umadze mamayit ofos, but the one who excludes ofos, ultimately, ksavar klalakama dafka, holds that the first klal is the ikker one, meaning this is really a klal uprat. Klal uprat ve'in b'klal u'mashu uprat. Really, this should be very minimizing. Hani in midiach b'nilo, and you should say only something that's like the prat. V'yahani klal u'basra, what about the second klal at the end? That has to include, it includes a little bit, l'rabuye called the domile mishloshet stadin. But because it's a very minimal inclusion, because the second klal is only secondary, really the klal uprat is the ikker, and then the following klal is secondary, so it includes something that is similar to the prat in three ways, meaning a very high standards. That not only premium pivotal karaka, but even vlad vlados haaretz, which is a higher standard, and therefore ofos are excluded. Okay, but that's the assumption of the Gemara, is that the tool that they have to use of klal prat uklal is really a combination or beikaron one of the previous ones. It's either a prat uklal plus or a prat uklal plus. Okay, end of that piece. Two dots. Just as a hakdama to this piece, the Rashba and the Ritva, both in the first piece on this parak, note that though our Mishnah says that there are only two exclusions, as we mentioned yesterday, from what you're allowed to use for Erev Truman or Erev Chatzeris. That was the discussion that we showed him. Most said Erev Truman, Rashi even said Erev Chatzeris. So though the Mishnah only said water and salt are excluded, our Gemara throughout the parak is going to have other rules excluding other things that you're not allowed to use for Erev. For example, says the Rashba, reading at the beginning of the parak, Pirish b'chol darver shu nechal kamo shehu achshav. You're allowed to use anything that can be eaten now, raw. V'shedarkan shor b'nei adam la'achlam. And only something that's normally eaten by people. V'shiyehe machol gomer haroi l'kabel achshav tumas ochlin. Only something that's roi l'kabel to be makabel tumas ochlin. Only food can become tamei tumas ochlin. B'lo shum tikkun achir. But if you have something davar she'eino nechal kamo shehu achshav. But if you have something that's not roi to eat now, ad sheyisbashel, until it's cooked, even though it's ultimately edible, but you can't use it for Erev. Right? As it says by Kafnios, which we're going to get to today. That's one rule. When you Erev ain ma'arv, because you can't, it's like similar to Bishul Akum halachas. Right? It applies to Erev also. If it's not right to eat now, you can't eat it. We're going to get to that today. And what about Dover She'ino Nechal Arovolo? If it's not eaten for most people, even though some people eat it, it's also not you. So again, as we're going to see on today's daf and in the future, there are other rules and regulations as well, besides the two specific exceptions listed in the Mishnah. As we said yesterday, that every time it says chutz, doesn't mean that it's the only exception. Doesn't it say pas is best? That's what the Rishonim ask on Rashi. By Erev Tchumin, you don't need pas. Make your own. Only Erev Chatzeris. It doesn't say, the later Gemara says you can only use pas for Erev Chatzeris. And another Makara say you don't have to use pas for Erev Tchumin. So that's why they talk about it. But that's what they ask on Rashi. Why doesn't he say pas? Says the Mishkamar. Amar view the Mishkamar. Shmuel by Shelas Mishkamar the Rav. Ma'arvin bepapuin uvachal lag lugos ubegud gedanios. You're allowed to be ma'ariv with all of these types of items, different types of vegetables, and the assumption is because they are edible as is. But you can't use chaziz. What's chaziz? Rashi says, shachas shel tfuah. It's the early stages of the tfuah, when it's still green. And sometimes you eat it in that stage, but still, you can't use that for Erev, because it's not really ripe yet. Veloba kafnios, also you can't use kafnios. Rashi says, they're bad dates. Tamarim roast, that weren't fully ripe. Okay, these bad dates. So that's what the Rav says. You can use the top first three and not the last two. So the Gemara is going to talk about these items. Uba good gadanios, mima arvin. Are you allowed to be ma'ariv with good gadanios? Are they really a good item to be ma'ariv with? Fatanya, but the Brisa says, good gadanios, merube banim yochelu. If somebody has a bunch of kids, he could eat it. Because Rashi explains, this food is mema'it zera. Gives you less zera. So that's why it's good to eat these if you have a lot of kids. I guess it's a good form of birth control. So that's mamayit ba merube banim yochelu, chasuche banim lo yochelu. But if somebody has not as many kids as he should have or as he wants, lo yochelu, he shouldn't eat this because it's mamayit zera. V'im hokshu lezera. But if it's become so hard already, these good gadonios, that even the seeds in it are ripe, which I guess is the final stage, and it's very hard, then af merube banim lo yochelu. That even people who have a lot of kids shouldn't eat it because it's detrimental to one's health. This is probably with a Rambam. Remember yesterday with the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, who had said anything that's unhealthy you can't use for an Erev. So here asks the Gemara. So you see, it's bad for you. So what do you mean? How could you use it for an Erev, these good gadanios? So Gemara says, no, you're right. Tir Gema Ashelo Hukshul Zera Murebanim. No. Who's allowed to use this for an Erev? People who are, if it wasn't Hukshul Zera yet, I mean, it's not totally hard, final stage yet, and Murebanim, you have plenty of kids, so you're not worried about the Miyad Zera. That's who's allowed to use it. So what's the assumption, right? We do this Gemara, you're like, 1 second. Why do you say that? What's the kasha? Okay, we'll read the next line of the Gemara. That's the kasha. What do you mean? What do you have to say? Because he has to use it. Vibai say, but what did our Mishnah say yesterday? La'olam l'chasuchei banim. Right? Anybody could use it. Why? Because there are other people that it's right for. Like we said yesterday. A Nazir could even use wine. A Kohen could even, a Yisrael could even use Truma. Why? Because it's right for somebody else. Right? Chazulim merube banim. Milo tan. Don't we have it our Mishnah? Barvin l'Nazir b'yam l'Yisrael b'truma. Alma, what do you see from that? Ava gav delo chazi le lahai. Because it's right for somebody, it's okay. Hachanami ava gav delo chazi lahai. Even as long as it's right for somebody else, it's okay, you could use it too. So just two ha'aris. What does the first opinion think? The first day of the Gemara obviously doesn't feel this way. The first day of the Gemara must assume that Truma to a Yisrael and wine to a Nazir is less of a problem than these good gadanios to the people that it's unhealthy to. Right? Because according to the first opinion, it's not good enough if the good gadanios can be eaten by somebody else. It has to be able to be eaten by you. So it must be why? Because these good gadanios, they're inherently bad. They're inherently unhealthy. It's like a problem with the chefsa. By the isurim, by Truma and Yayin, it's just an isur that's on it. But it's not that inherently there's nothing wrong with it. Okay, it's halachically a problem. But inherently it's fine. So according to the first day of the Gemara, it must be, that's what the Svara must be, that the good gadanios is even worse. The second day it says, though, that they are similar. I looked around a little bit I finally saw Rosh Hashanah Malacha, just brings up this issue. This is the issue about, are you allowed to take something that is Mamai Yer Zera? First of all, there's a mitzvah midrabanan of La'erif al-Tanach Yedecha, right, or La'shevas Yitzara, right, to have as many kids as possible, as many kids as possible, as long as you can bring up the children in a proper way. But, what about being Mamai Yer Zera? Is there any issue with that, taking for a man to take something? Is there any issue of Sirus? So again, I don't know, but at least he brings up the issue. Mashba halashon delachachilu yochelu b'tzarach ian. Harry Gemara, he doesn't ask it from the Seerah aspect. He just asks from the Peruvu aspect. The Gemara Nivama says, Kol mishen olosik b'peruvu kiilu shofech damim la'er bal tanach yadecha v'chein nitzak b'shulchan arach. So he says maybe the only problem is to be machala, to destroy zera, but just to take something that makes your body produce less. So that's not within the problem. Yeah, it's a ha'ara. That again, you have to look in other poskim to see what the halacha is. But Gemara here assumes that it wouldn't be a problem mitzat halacha. It would just be a problem unless the Gemara is just not talking about that aspect.
What is Sirus?
Sirus is doing something to your body that you can't reproduce anymore. That's a disadaraisa to be misaris oneself, right? That's by the neutering dogs. That's a big problem by Sirus of animals. you know, that's why to be a veterinarian, to be a firm veterinarian is a challenging issue. But again, by people, we had a discussion in Misach HaShabbos, Adav Kufyut, about men versus women. So maybe it only applies to men and not to women, because it's a function of Puravu, and women are a Mitzvah in Puravu, as we spoke about yesterday. But either way, it's a Ha'ara. It's not a steer on the Gemara, just a Ha'ara. What? In Sirus? In general, that's a serious discussion. I don't know why your behemoth is included. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you can't. It's a violation of the way you treat animals. Also, you buy same a third possibility. Kigamarav behind the kuki madai. Okay, the other possibility is we're talking about a special type of good gudanios from madai. So those are edible according to everybody. Different type. Oh, that was all about good gudanios. Next discussion. Ub chaziz lo. The second half of Rav's statement says that you can't use chaziz, this type of straw that was in its early stages of development. We have another statement of Rav who said that you can use chaziz to be ma'arev and to say brei pri adama on. Right, so it's a steer and Rav. Can you use it or not? So Gemara answers, Lo kasha, ha mekami das Rav le Bavel, ha le baser das Rav le Bavel. It depends. Before or after he went to Bavel. In Bavel, they used to eat this stuff. So Rav originally thought that nobody eats this stuff. That's why he said you can't use it for an Erev. But then he went to Bavel. He sees people eating. He's like, okay, you could use it for an Erev. Asks the Gemara, U Bavel hu ruba d'alma? Is Bavel the rove of the world? Right, Bavel, because some people in Bavel eat this chaziz, all of a sudden you can make an Erev with it? V'hatanya, but we know that you usually don't say that just because one person does it. Pul v'asor v'atilton, pul or peas v'asor barley v'atilton. I remember what tilton is, fenugreek. I remember that because that's one of the meanim from Rosh Hashanah night. I remember looking in the books. I once went to a store and asked them for fenugreek. You know what? You want to get all the meanim for Rosh Hashanah to make the yirasons. Tilton is one of them. But polas are about tilton. Shazaron liyerek. All of these items, the Gemara assumes that you only usually eat the seeds from them. You don't eat the actual vegetables from them. But let's say a pepper has a vegetable and has seeds. So this is a type of vegetable that you only plant for the seeds and not for the stalks. So barley. So let's say you planted it for the yarek though. You planted it for the yarek because you want the yarek. She's only yarek. So if you planted it for the yarek, batla daita weisa kol adam. Still, your das, because it's something so unusual to do, your das is batel, and therefore we don't consider your machshavos. Lafichach, therefore, zar on chayev yarek on pater. This price is talking about what you have to give meiser from. So says the Brisa, Zaron, from its seeds you have to give Meiser, even though you planted it for the Yerek, for the vegetable, the stalks aspect, you only have to give Meiser from the seeds, because that's what's usually eaten. The Yarkan Pater, but there are the vegetables from there will be Pater, even though you planted it for the Yerek. Hashachlayim v'hagargir, but these other types of vegetables, Shezaron liYerek, so if you planted those for Yerek, so then fine, Mis'asun Yerek v'zera. You have to give Meiser from both, because people eat both. Zaron liZera, also Mis'asun Zera v'Yerek. No matter what you planted it for, you have to be Mis'aser, the vegetable and the yarek? Question mark. But either way, you see from here that batla daito is a kaladam. Just because you do something doesn't mean it has ramifications for everybody else. So, and what's the assumption of the Gemara's question? Just like for Hilchas Maestris, we say batla daito is a kaladam. Just because you have in mind to something, a yarek or a zera, we'd say doesn't matter. So too for Hilchas Erev, we should say just because people in Bavel eat this chaziz, you should say doesn't make a difference. You shouldn't be able to be married with it. Answers the Gemara, and we'll come back to make two notes on that Gemara in a second. Kika Amarav Bidagnu Naisa. Talking about Dagnu Naisa. What's Dagnu Naisa? It's a different type of chaziz that everybody eats. Okay, fine. That's the difference where Rav says yes, Rav says no. Two types of chaziz. The Sfasemis just makes one ha'ara on the reading of the Gemara. One second. The Gemara said, what was the Gemara's question? Just like by Hilchos Maestros, we should say Batla Daito is a Kol Adam. So too by Erev, you say Batla Daito. One second. By Maestris, you have an objective standard. What's considered Ochel or not? So for that, it makes sense to say Batla Daito is a Kalatam. But by Erev, why can't, if we're all becoming one big happy family, why can't we say, we eat this, this is our food, so you should be able to put that down as an Erev? Why shouldn't that be good? It's food for us. So Sfasemis says, you have to say, even in the Havamin of the Gemara, the people of Bavel, for sure, would be able to use this as an Erev. The only question of the Gemara was that it sounded like from Rav's statement that he could use Chaziz to make an Erev, that he was saying once he came to Bavel and saw the people of Chaziz, people of Bavel eating this, so it must be that everybody could use this as an Erev, even people not in Bavel. And that's the Gemara's question. Just because people in Bavel eat it, so other people could use this? Right, of course the people in Bava could use it, but it sounds like from Rav's statement that everybody could use it. Hamash Malan, that's the answer, that is a different type of chazis. But that's just, you need that ha'ara in order, in terms of reading the Gemara. One. Number two is just the Tosfos in Uba Bava Hu Ruba Ta'alma. If you remember, we had this statement in Shabbos Sadek Beis, where it talks about people, right, did this summer, about the people of Hutzal. Anshei Hutzal used to carry the things on their head. So you carry the things on their head. The Gemara says, Yuchayev, on Shabbos, Hutzal, for carrying things on their head. At first the Gemara says, yes, because Anshei Hutzal did it. And the Gemara says, what? Is Anshei Hutzal Ruba Ta'alma? The Gemara says, okay, you're right, only the people of Hutzal are Chayev. The Gemara says, Anshei Hutzal Achayev? They're doing something crazy. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Even the people of Anshei Hutzal are not Chayev for carrying on their head, because the butler died to wait for Kaladam. So Tosfos there, so the Beis Mabez, and Tosfos here, ask the question, you have different Gemaras that seem to say different things. We had a Gemara also later on in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf, Kuf Mem Dalet, Tosfos quotes it, about these people in Arabia who grew a lot of thorns in order to feed their camels. They had a lot of camels. And therefore, the Gemara was having a discussion, are thorns Kilayim Bekerem? So it says, yes, it's not a plant. Only Kilayim Bekerem is only with a plant and a vine. Yes, it is a plant because the people in Arabia, you know, plant these thorns for their camels. So the Tosfos asks, Zakamara says, just because one people do it, you don't say Batladaitos. What's going on? When do you say it or not? So if you remember back, Tosfos there had a big yisod. We discussed it last year in a Tuesday night cheer also. When do you say Batladaitos and when do you not say? In other words, when do you say people's actions are significant, even though it's not Ruba Da'alma, you need two requirements. Tosfos says, if it's a whole group of people that are doing it, and number two, if the whole world wouldn't be in that situation, they would also act like that, so then you don't say Batla Daito. That's significant. But if you're missing either one of those, then you say Batla Daito. If you don't have a whole group of people, it's just one family that's doing something, or if you say it's a whole group of people, but if everybody else was in that situation, they still wouldn't do it. So then you say Batla Daito. So Tosfos relates it. In the case of carrying the bundle on your head, so even if we were all there, we wouldn't carry things on our head, right? We'll be in the Arab Shuk, and there all the women are carrying stuff on their head. We still wouldn't carry on our head. We can't do it. Doesn't work. Right? So you don't say you say Batla Daito. The people in Arabia, no. People in Arabia, it's a whole group of people. And if we had so many camels, we'd also plant thorns. That's why you don't say Batla Daito. And he goes through each one of these... are going through. If you remember, if we have time at the end, maybe we'll mention a chiddush from Rav Scheinberg that we mentioned last year. If we have time, I just want to make sure that we finish. But remind me at the end of the daf, if we have time, we'll come back to mention a pshat that Rav Scheinberg mentions related to that chiddush of Tosfos. Okay, fine. The Banat Tosfos also just mentions why in the second half of the Brisa, by the Shachlayim and the Gargir, it doesn't matter what your kavana is. You know, you always have to be misaserit Yerek Vizera. So the question is, why does the Gemara, the Brisa, split up the lines? If you have Kavana for Yerek, you have to be Mizasa the Yerek and the Zera. If you have Kavana for Zera, you have to be Mizasa the Zera and the Yerek. So why does the Lashon split, and why does it have to repeat it? So Tosfos on the bottom talks about that. Anyway, Vayetu in the Gemara. Next, Amud. Zera Gargir Lamai Chazi. The Gemara just said, we had just said before, that the Gargir, right, Rav had said in the Brisa, where's the gargir? The third to last line. Shechalayim the gargir. So your mazasar is there of a yerek. The Gemara says gargir. Do people eat gargir? L'may chazi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shekein rishonim shelo haylam pilpulin shochin osanovat matvilin bozesli. Yeah, because in the early days, says Rabbi Yochanan, the rishonim of Rabbi Yochanan. We have our rishonim, but the rishonim of Rabbi Yochanan say that people when they ran out of pepper, they used to use this to create a dip. So therefore, you see, it is edible. And Tosfos even says they used to eat it plain when it wasn't smashed up. So that's why they it is mizaser. Third line, Reb Zera, Gavi Cholish Mi Girsay. When Reb Zera was tired and he needed a little break, Havi Azul VeYosef Apischa Rav Yehuda Bar Ami. He used to go out and sit at the door of the Beis Medrash of Rav Yehuda Bar Ami. Amar, and he used to say, Kinafki va'ayli Rabbanan, you know what, I'm exhausted, I can't learn right now, I need a little break, but at least when the Rabbanan come out, Eka mikamai, I'll stand up for them, va'akabu bu'agra, and I'll get some schar that way. You know, I won't be wasting my time. What about, Alti yukavan, m'shav shes rav, m'nas l'kabal pras, so I can get schar. Mishnah Perkei Avos, what's he doing? So what's the answer? So there are various answers given. The B'nai Yisaschar, the B'nai Yisaschar says, there's another Chazal that says, the schar for Kimas Talmud Chacham is Yerushalayim. The schar that you get for standing up for Talmud Chacham is Yerushalayim. So B'nai Yisaschar says, that's the schar that he's talking about here. It's not regular schar. He's talking about the schar of Yerushalayim. So that's the schar that you're allowed. That's one answer. Tosfos Msachim actually ask this question, because the Gemara there says, if somebody gets staka, al menas b'shul sheyichye b'ni, o she'ehye ben olam haba. Harezet tzadik gomor, says the Gemara. If I give staka, al menas, that I get olam haba, I'm a tzadik gomor. So ask Tosfos, he says an ovos, al tikav, adem, am shajar, am nasa kabal pras. So some answers, some Rishonim give the answer of shiny staka. Staka has different rules. Right, tztaka, you're allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tztaka, b'chanunina, bazos, pasuk in Malachi, says that it doesn't apply to lo senasos Hashem Elokeichem. Okay, tztaka might be different. But Tosfos says, you know what the difference is? You're only not allowed to do it for the schar if you don't get the schar, you're going to be upset that you did the mitzvah in the first place. But if you're happy, you're doing the mitzvah, mimar nafshach, whether I'm going to get the schar or not. But I would love to get the schar, so there's no problem with doing it with that kavana. If you're not going to be toha al ha-mitzvah, Toil Mischari, it says Tosfos, it's still okay to do the mitzvah in that way. That's the sort of Tosfos, that's said by other Rishonim, that's what the Maram Chalava, one of the Rishonim in Psachim, when he quotes the idea of Tosfos, he says that might be the difference between another Gemara Rishonim, where it talks about the Yehudim and the other Amim. That the Jews would do it, and even if we don't get the Schar, it'll be okay. So that's why it's okay for us to do it without Kavana. And just one last, that's a second answer. Just one last answer, it's given by some other Achronim. Rav Avadia Yosef gives this answer in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. In Anaf Eitz Avos, where he quotes about six Gemaras, Kedarka Bakodesh, where some Amoraim, you know, did things l'shem the schar, right? Did things l'shem the schar. Gemara Avod Zara, where Reb Chanina, we mentioned this on Shabbos, Reb Chanina and Reb Yonasan were going on the way, and they came to two roads. One road was open to a Beis Avod Zara. One road was open to a Beis Zonos. So one said to the other, "Which road should we take?" So we asked on Shabbos, why didn't they just stay home? Okay, but either way, they took a road. So one of them says, let's go down to the one of the Beis Zonos, because Nichvosh es Yisreinu Hara unekabel schar. So again, Rabbi Yosef says, what do you mean schar? So again, he has a bunch of Gemaras. So his answer, he quotes from other Achronim, that maybe the difference is a mitzvah that you have to do and a mitzvah that you're doing voluntarily. A mitzvah that you have to do, you don't do l'shem l'schar. You have to do it, you're mechuyev. But something that you're volunteering for, that you're allowed to ask for schar. So here he didn't have to go sit by the Beis Medrash. There they didn't have to go down the street. Right? So therefore, any mitzvah that you're volunteering for, so that, and he gives other examples of this. Look, in general, I mentioned before, that commentary, that Pirush on Pirkei Avos, has a lot, has stories, it has Pifarshim, on Afetz Avos, highly recommend it. Okay, he doesn't need my Haskama, but just to let you know, if you need a Pirush on Pirkei Avos that you're looking for out of the 500 of them, that's a good one to have. Okay, continues the Gemara. So anyway, so he goes to sit at the door of the Beis Medrash. Nalak asa yinuka b'debei Rav. And a little child came out of the Beis Medrash. Amar le, my agmar rabach. Hey, what did your Rebbe teach you today? Amar le, he taught me the following. Kashos bori pri adama, chaziz shahakol niyeh bedvaro. Kashos, which we'll be talking about, it's the translation is hops, which doesn't mean more to me than kashos. I'll just say kashos. Kashos is, okay, I don't know if it's the hops that they use for beer, but either way, kashos is bori pri adama, chaziz shahakol niyeh bedvaro. So Amar le says, Reb Zeir back to him, Adarabba. I think it's just the opposite. Ifcha mistavra. I think the opposite bracha should be pretty proper. Hi, chaziz that you told me to make a shahako for, may arkamarbi. That grows on the ground. You should make a brepir adama on that. Vahai, the kshos that you told me to say brepir adama, maybe arkamarbi. That grows on bushes. Rashi explains here. It doesn't grow on the ground. It grows on the bushes. So therefore you should say a shahako on that. Right? It grows from the avir, like mushrooms. Mushrooms grow from the air. You say a shahako on mushrooms. And the Gemara says, "V'hilchazak yinuka debei rab." But the halacha lamaisa is like the child that came out, not like Reb Zeira. By time, why? Hi, gemar peir, v'hai lav gemar peir. Why? Because what's the finished product? We had this a little bit when we learned Kesem Nevarchin in Brachas. Hi, gemar peir. When something is at its final stage of development, then you could say a specific bracha like Bori Pri Adama. That's the kishos. But v'hai, the chaziz, we mentioned it's the early stage of a straw. So lav gemar peir. Even if it comes from the ground, you're still not going to say Bori Pri Adama because it's not in its fully ripen stage. What about Reb Zeira's Taina? That the thing that you say Bari Peradama for really is growing in the air, and the one that says Bari Shahakol really grows from the ground. So the Gemara says, no, lohi, kshos nami me'ara karabi. Kshos, yeah, you're so upset you think it grows from the air? No, it grows from the ground. Aye, it happens to grow in a bush. But look, when you kill, when you cut off the bush that it's attached to, umaisa kshusa, it's going to die. So obviously, it's growth in the ground as well. So therefore, you say bori pri adama on it. Period. Now the Gemara gets back to another item that we refer to on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, we had said that you can't be ma'ariv with kafnios. Kafnios, the Rashi explained, are bad dates. Can't be ma'ariv with kafnios. But kafnios in ma'arivin, you're not allowed to use kafnios. So Hatanya says the Brisa, kor nikach b'kesav meiser. Kor is you're allowed to buy with kesav meiser. What's kor? If I looked in the English, it said hearts of palm. So I don't know if that's our hearts of palm. So I asked, I mean, what is hearts of palm? So the way that I looked in the Jastra or the Art Scroll, I don't know, one of them, it said that it's the thing, or it's basically Rashi here, and then I just wanted to see if it was really hard to find, so I looked around a little bit. It's that what grows on the outside bark of a palm tree, and it's soft at its early stages, and it eventually hardens. That's kar. So is that hearts of palm? It grows on the outside? And so I asked somebody yesterday, they said, no, they think it grows on the inside of the palm tree. I've never eaten it. I don't know. But anyway, that's if it is the hearts of palm, that's what it is. Anyway, so kar nika b'kazamaiser. So kar, we'll just say kar, you could buy with kazamaiser, v'ein matami to masochlin, but it's not matami to masochlin, it's not considered full food. Why? Because if you would leave it on the tree, it would get hardened, then it wouldn't be food anymore. So even though now it's edible, it doesn't have the shame ochel. Uva kafnios, and kafnios, which is under discussion now, nikkos bekesav meiser, matamas to masochlin. Kafnios, you can buy with kesav meiser, it is food, and it's matami to masochlin. Meaning, even though it's bad dates, you still can buy it with to masochlin. That's going to be the kasha. Why can't you, we just said kafnios you can't use for an eruv, but you see here, it's fully food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the second opinion in the Braisa, kor har yu keis lechol dvarav, kor is like a tree regarding everything. El shenika bekesav meiser, you could buy it with kesav meiser, which seems to be exactly what the Tanakhama said. So we'll have to see what the difference is. The Tanakhama said, you can buy with kesav meiser, but it's not considered food. It's not matami tamas ochlin. So Gemara is going to talk about that afterwards. The kafnios, continues Rabbi Yehuda, hari kapri l'chol devarayim. And kafnios, it's like a fruit for regarding everything. El shepaturis min meiser. It's just that, it's pater from, you don't have to take meiser from it, which is different than the Tanakhama. But anyway, you have a steer, because we said from Rav that you can't be married with kafnios, and this price says that kafnios, you can't buy with kesav meiser, and they're matami tamas ochlin. Stira answers the Gemara, Hasam b'dinischini. First answer of the Gemara is, no, here we're talking about male palm trees. And the male palm trees, that is for sure edible. That never gets hard. So that's what he was talking, that's what this Bryce is talking about, that you could use those, that type of kafnios for your Erev. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if it's true, we're talking about the nischini. Bahal lemer Rabbi Yehuda paturis from the meiser. Is Rabbi Yehuda going to say those are pater from meiser? Those are totally edible. Those are totally food. So how could Rabbi Yehuda, in the second opinion, argue with that? Vahatanya, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, Om Rabbi Yehuda, lo huskru pagi bisyoni elalini meiser bovad. Pagi bisyoni are important regarding meiser in the following way. Pagi bisyoni vahini de tuvina chayev b'meiser. These pagim of bisyoni and ahini. Rashi says ahini are kafnios, which is what we're talking about. These kafnios are chayev b'meiser. So you see the male tree kafnios. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda says beferish, that the male tree kafnios are chayev b'meiser. So you can't say that the first Braisa is talking about male tree kafnios. So we're back to the question from before. The Braisa says that kafnios are totally food, and Rav says you can't use them for an Erev. Kasha. So Gemara gives another answer. Ela olam lav b'nischini. We're not talking about the male ones. We're talking about the same ones. Ulein yitumas ochlin shiny. And the Gemara answers, don't compare halachas of tumas ochlin to halachas of Erev. Even if something could be okay food for tumas ochlin, to be makabel tumas food, for Erev, it still might not be able to be used. Why? Shiny there, kidam Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yochanan says in another context, hovroi lemiskan ayde ha'ar, by tumas ochlin, it's okay because it could be prepared, right? It could be cooked. Hachanami, hovroi yochlin miskan ayde ha'ar. So for tumas ochlin, we allow, even if it's raw now, if you could cook it and prepare it, it's matami tumas ochlin, it's food. A raw piece of meat might be matami tumas ochlin, because you could cook it. But a raw piece of meat would not be allowed to be used for Erev. Why? Because as Rashi here explains, and as the other Mefarshim explain, for Erev you need something that's ready-made. That's ready-made. Because it's not ready-made, that's what you need for tumas ochlin. Interesting, the Gon Yaakov, one of the Achronim on Masechet Erev, points out that maybe there's a machlokas though between the Rashba and the Ritva versus Rashi on this line. Because the way the Rashba and the Ritva formulated is, it has to be ready-made, and after all, you can't cook it on Shabbos. So you can't use it for an Erev. Mashma, let's say you're talking about Yantif, right? You're talking about Erev Tchumen on Yantif, right? So that maybe you can use it because you can't cook it on Yantif. The Rashi here seems to say, no, it's not a dinin that you can't cook it on Shabbos. Rashi here just says, it has to be roi b'yahishaita, period. So maybe even Yantif would be a problem. So the question is, why does it have to be roi now? Per se, or because you can't prepare it today? Either way, that's about Chokas, how to understand this line. But it continues the Gemara of Heche Inmed Rabbi Yochanan. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say the statement originally? About if you're able to prepare it, it's Batami Tumas Ochlin. On the following discussion in Chulin. Aha, the Tanya the Braisa says in Chulin, Shkeidim Hamarim, let's say you have bitter nuts, meaning when they get big, they're bitter. Ketanim Chayavin, so then when they're small, they're Chayiv in Shumas and Maisrus. Why? Because at that stage, they're still edible, they're still sweet. Gedolim, boys, they get a bit Peturin, because they're inedible then they're bitter. Misukim, but what about sweet nuts? When they get big, they're sweets, then the opposite applies. Gedolim Chayavin, Viktanim Peturin. in Meiser. Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv Zeh V'Zeh Liftar. No, both are potter. Even the ones that when they're small they're edible because they're going to end up not being edible. But Amri La Zeh V'Zeh Chayiv, and some say they're both Chayiv because at some stage they're edible. Amr Rabbi Loi, Ho Rabbi Chanina bit Sipori, Kedibri Homer Zevazel Liftar. And Rabbi Chanina and Sipori, Paskin, like the one that said they're both Potter. But what about according to the one who says they're both Chayiv? What do you mean? At one stage, they're not edible at certain stages. So why are you Chayiv and Maiseris? So my answer is no. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ho Veroi Lamaskanai De Ha'ar. That's where Rabbi Yochanan said it, because you can prepare it with cooking it. So that's good enough to give it to Mas Ochlin, and here it's good enough to be Chayiv it in Maiseris. Period. Omer Mar, a little bit more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Karu Keis L'chol Dvarav. Rabbi Yehuda says that Kor, what we mentioned before, Rabbi Yehuda said it's like eight L'chol Dvarav. Ela Shanik, meaning it's not like a fruit, it's like the tree itself, but you can still buy it with Kesef Meister. So Marius Haino Tanakama, this is exactly what the Tanakama said. They both said that by Kor you could buy it with your Meister money, but it's not Mitami Tumas Ochlin. So Omer Abaye Shoko V'Tigdo Iki Benayah. The difference is, once you prepared it, if you cooked it and fried it, do you say that now you can buy it with Kesef Meister? So Maslav Rav Amika Lamad Omer Shoko V'Tignu Lo. Is there anyone that says that it's not mitami tumas ochlin after you cook it? When it's ready to eat, there's somebody that says you can't be, it's not mitame? Everybody agrees to that. But Tanya the Brisa says, ha'or v'ashulya in mitami tumas ochlin, if you have skin of an animal, or the shulya, or the afterbirth of an animal, it's not mitami tumas ochlin, it's not edible, or shashilka v'shul, but if you cook the skin, v'shulya shachishivala, but and the afterbirth that you thought about eating, mitami tumas ochlin, then it becomes tumas ochlin. So you see, cooking or preparing something gives it the shame tumas ochlin. Nobody argues with that. So we're back to the question. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama regarding kor? El Amaravi, given our bracha. The difference is, what bracha do you make on it? To itmar as follows. Kor, we have a machlokas about kor. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Tanoim now. We were relating it to Rabbi Yehuda before. But machlokas is the Tanoim. What bracha do you make on kor? Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Bar Priya Adama, Shmuel, Amar, Shachal, Nebid, Varo. Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Bar Priya Adama. Rabbi Yehuda says, you say Bar Priya Adama, Ochlu, because it's food, and you're able to eat it, because right now it's soft, even though it's going to get hard later. Shmuel says, no. Keep it shesopa lahachas lo mavarchan alei b'ri adama, because it's going to end up being hard, inedible, so you can't say b'ri adama, which always you need its final stage. That's why you're going to say shahakol. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham are arguing about by kar. That's the would be the nafkamina between them. And just by the way, the Gemara ends off. Armalei Shmuel, the Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, says, by the way, Rabbi Yehuda, shinina, smart one, kavasik mastavra. It's, you're like more logical than me. The hot snow, because after all, snow and radish, shesofa lehakshos, that gets hard in the end, umvarach lebe priadama, but you still say bre priadama. So it sounds like even if it gets hard in the end, that doesn't have anything to do with us. I think our answer is below he, but really that logic doesn't hold up, because snow, there's a difference between snow and kor. Snow not the ishi adat the pugla. Snow and radish, people plant specifically al das to eat it before it's ripe. That's how you can say a bre priadama on that part of it when it's soft. Dik lo not the ishi adat the kor, but people don't plant the palm tree in order to eat this before it's ripe. V'yavakav the kalsi shmuel Rav Yehuda, and even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda, hilchazak kavasi the shmuel, that you would say a shahakol on kor. Okay, we'll stop here, and we continue. And today's was the day of Hamishas of Esfim Do Mordechai. Yeah, Rav Scheinberg. Maybe tomorrow. I don't have that time for at the. By Rav Scheinberg, yeah, he said about Baladaita's Kalada. Maybe we'll start with it tomorrow morning for the first 2 minutes. Well, Tchumin An Yatif is a. We say that you do need Tchumin.
Yeah, certain levels of Tchumin. There's a certain number of Amos, and then there's the 12 persos. That the counter one doesn't climb up.